So, yeah, to continue my random rant, the reason I boo, I've already mentioned that I've questioned whether it's from an egotistical point of view, I love the sound of my own voice, in a phrase, or whether it's because I desperately need to communicate my thoughts, or whether it's because I'll connect with people who have been going through similar things to me, or maybe have bipolar disorder, or have suffered from agoraphobia and are wondering how they can get over it, because I've certainly done that to a massive extent. I mean, I've still got a way to go, but I'm hugely progressed. Whether, there's light at the end of the tunnel if they're just depressed or manically depressed, and they haven't yet seen a psychiatrist or got proper help, and I could tell them that yes, there is proper help. There's lots of good medication nowadays, and if you find the thing that works for you and you use it for a while, it starts to work. I speak from experience on that score. But it's none of those things. That's none of those are the reasons I boo. And the reason I boo is just, I like talking. And I don't particularly like the sound of my own voice. And I don't particularly want friends to listen. And I don't, or certainly not without their consent. And I don't want the people in my game community to have to listen to it, or my wife to have to listen to it after dinner every night. So I can literally say anything that's on my mind or whatever. Whatever. Sorry. I'm sounding very much like Vicky Pollard, though. In a boo. And I can listen to it again in the future and just giggle to myself at my perspective on life at the time. But, the fact of the matter is, it feels therapeutic to me to talk often about how I'm feeling or how I'm perceiving. And that's my conclusion. I just really enjoy getting it off my chest and not having anyone else have to listen to it. It's just putting audio into an archive that, they're my thoughts. They mean something to me, and I do want to be able to reflect on them in the future. I don't care if it's something someone else is going to hear. That doesn't really interest me. I do care that I have such an easy way of grabbing an archive of what I've been going through, or not even going through, just thinking daily. Yeah, one pause, because I know there's something else I want to say before this one runs out, and I'm spamming the boo wave, so I need to be careful. I thought I've remembered what I was going to say. So what I was really leading up to when talking about my motivation for booing and my lack of any kind of real sense of embarrassment or shame or any of those negative emotions spilling my inner thoughts or whatever. About mental health specifically, I draw the line. I'm not going to talk to you about, I haven't got anything to talk to you about my marriage, for example, because it's great, but if I did have, I wouldn't probably share it on Boo. It wouldn't seem a very positive use of it. But I'd love to hear more people's personal diaries. I think people are kind of self-conscious of talking about how they perceive life around them, and or self-conscious of feeling pretentious or feeling like some kind of wannabe pop philosopher or something. And I don't think that's what we should be getting bogged down with. I think that there's no standards to judge ourselves against here. This is a new form of social media. This is a way of cataloguing a diary of your day. It's so easy. It's just a press of a button. It's got many, many uses, but therapeutically that's a particularly significant one. And it'd be great to get a bit more insight, into how people perceive life around them in the world, and not just the journalists, more the everyday people like myself, just users of the service who have whatever life circumstances. I hope I don't spam you anymore, but that's the end of my 5 minutes.